Still in a neighborhood party.
Right on. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni. Today we're going to talk about an article that I read that is fucking baffling. Okay? And yes, it has to do with the weed industry. Yes, it has to do with the government. Yes, it has to do with OCS. And yes, it has to do with a stockpile of money that nobody's fucking using. What the fuck? Okay, so to start this off, let's just explain what was in the bong. 7 acres... Oh shit, I forget what it's called. It was given to me as a sample, just a small little nug, but it's something garlic breath, Kush garlic breath, cookies garlic, I don't know. I'll tell you on the next one. But anyway, it's a nice little indica hybrid kind of thing. It's not too heavy, it's nice and relaxing. It's a good after the work week or work day bowl smoke. It's not dry like the last stuff I showed you on the last episode. This stuff is considerably better. Yeah, hope you're enjoying your week. Hope you had a good week. Hope everything's going well for you. And thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Friday to start your weekend off right, baby. Cheers. I'm having a coffee because I'm fired up. So I was watching, I was driving my kids to school today, and I have like a, if you've watched the podcast at all, you know that I have a bit of a road rage issue, I think. I'm cutting down on it. I'm trying not to get mad at people, but I was driving back, and as I was driving back, there's a school zone, so I slow down, car pulls out in front of me, super slow, I almost hit them, so I change lanes, because they didn't cut me off, but they pulled into traffic and then just slowed right down. Like they took their foot off the gas kind of thing. So I wasn't coming in too fast. I was driving 50 going into the school zone. So, you know, slow down, whatever. I move out of the other lane. As I move into the right lane to pass the car that had just sort of, you know, popped up in the middle of my way, another car at the light ahead of me just pops right out. Like, I'm going too fast for you to pop out. So they move over to the left lane and I'm like still cruising by them because they're just getting up to speed, okay? And I kind of look over like, what are you doing? You know, you couldn't have waited 10 seconds? So we get up the hill. I kind of shake my head at them. And then all of a sudden from behind me, they come fucking flying up. I realize, I look down, I'm doing 70. Now I'm way out of the school zone. I'm in a 60 now. 60 kilometers an hour, not miles. So, you know, the speed limit's 60. So I'm doing 70. I know, I shouldn't admit that I was speeding, but I was. I was doing 70, and I didn't realize it. All of a sudden, this car comes flying up behind me, the one that I made a face at, like, to prove a point or something, and is now doing well over what I'm doing. Like, had to be doing 90 to 100, directly at what's going to be a red light, because we're too far away for it to be green by the time we get there. Anyway, this guy, or person, I can't see, their windows are tinted, gets way ahead of me, starts driving beside another car that's ahead of me, so clearly I can't pass them because I laughed at them, so I must have hurt their ego. And then we get to the light, and the car in front of me is turning right, and I'm turning right, so I barely have to stop to get to go around the corner. So the whole time I'm turning the corner, I'm looking at that car laughing because I'm like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Also, why are you trying to prove speed? I drive a fucking race car. You drive a Honda Civic. It's not even in the same fucking universe, let alone the same category of anything. So it got me thinking about a couple things, because when I get fired up, my mind tends to like, vroom, 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 go, 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 right? And so I'm fired up. I'm thinking about, you know, how stupid people are, because that's where my mind goes when stupid traffic stuff happens, or when people try to like showboat or be like grandiose about shit. So I start thinking about how the fact that this started with me going through a school zone, right? And I'm thinking like, fuck, luckily that car kind of came out because I was doing 50. You have to slow down to 40 to go through a school zone, just in case you don't know. I mean, you should if you're watching this because you're 18 plus, but maybe you don't. Anyway, now you do. So you have to slow down to 40, drive slowly. So it's kind of a good thing that both the cars pulled out because I was doing 50 and it slowed me down and I wasn't thinking. But it got me, once this guy flew past me, because realistically, when he started speeding up, we were still just on the far side of the school zone. So like, to go past me at 90, we were about couple blocks away where he was getting up to like 70, 80. And it's like, what are you doing, man? You're in a school zone. Like, if nothing else, okay? As a driver, as a parent, as whatever, like, have respect for the school zones. Drive slow. Those are kids. You don't want to run the kids over. You know, kids are our future, baby. So, yeah, I always have this, like, respect for a school zone. You shouldn't be speeding through there. You shouldn't be peeling off from it. I know that, like, high school kids, because this was a high school, when they come out on break, they think they're all cool and shit, and they're in their car. Like, oh, yeah, watch this, dude. I'm going to fucking... Well, let me explain something to you, car not guys or ladies. Don't do that in a Honda Civic. Don't do that in a beat-up pickup truck. Don't do that in a pickup truck. Because you just look like an idiot, okay? Also, if you're trying to, like, outrun... Again, I drive a Dodge Challenger. It's fast as shit. If you're trying to outrun me in a Civic, your car's going to fall apart before you can go faster than me, okay? It's not a thing. Don't bother. It's pointless, and you look stupid. Because if you pass me, I let you. And I'm not getting into a street racing fine because I'm not a fucking moron, okay? So that's how my mind reacts in those situations, and that's the way I think about a school zone. Well, it got me thinking to an article that I had read in the newspaper about, so in Guelph, what they're doing is they're putting these automated speed trap cameras up, and they're moving them from, like, area to area throughout Guelph. And the concept is that they're putting them around school zones to slow down the traffic, because there's a lot of idiots in here trying to drive like they're fucking race car drivers. None of you are race car drivers. I don't know what you're doing, you know? I have to check myself sometimes, because I have a race car. It doesn't mean I'm a race car driver. Like, maybe don't speed up. I had to buy new brakes recently because I was driving my car too hard. It's the first time in 6 years that I've had it that I was driving it so hard that in 2 years I had to replace the brakes. Normally they make them 4, okay? So, anyway, I started to realize I gotta slow down. So I started slowing down. But then I've always been slower in a school zone. So when these people, like, fire off from the school zone, even if you're a school student, okay, what the fuck are you thinking? There's kids around. Like, don't showboat. You could really hurt somebody. Or yourself, really. Most likely someone else, because it's a lot of kids walking around a school zone. I'm gonna keep saying school zone until it becomes a... Excuse me, non-issue. I got a little bit of indigestion. Trying to have a coffee to calm it down. I don't know if it's working so well. So when I was driving through the school zone, it got me thinking about these speed cameras that are up around Guelph. And in these speed cameras, in these zones, there's a lot of people that are getting tickets. Well, the way the speed cameras work is that they catch you, and then it goes to their whatever, like, computation head office, and then it generates and sends you a ticket. Now, it takes up to, this is what I learned from the article, it takes up to a month to get the original, like, to get the original fine. So you could have amassed, like, 4 or 5 fines because you didn't know you were in one of these schools or in one of these automatic speed trap zones. But here's the kicker. Sorry. They're all in school zones. So I'm reading this article, and the thing that pissed me off the most was all these people basically going like, well, you know, it's not really fair that I was caught by an automatic camera that didn't let me know that I had got a ticket because it took a month, and now I have $1,000 in fines because I took a bunch of trips through there, and I didn't know I couldn't go that, I couldn't drive that fast. Like, what are we talking about here? And, like, the problem I have with this is, fuck you, dude. You drive there every day to drop off your kids, because that's what it was, a bunch of people dropping off their kids. You know you're in a school zone. You can't go over 40. Don't fucking go over 40. It's that fucking simple. I hate this fucking excuse bullshit. We have known since, I'm 42, since I've been driving, okay, when I was 16, I know in a school zone, you cannot go faster than 40. You can't do it. Not allowed. No fucking way. Okay? I'm not saying I haven't made my mistakes, but you should not be in the paper trying to fucking convince other people that, hey, like, it's not fair that the speed trap camera in the school zone gave me 50 speeding tickets because, like, that's twice a day for, like, a month, and then all of a sudden now I'm getting all the tickets. Like, if a police officer pulls me over, and this is what they said, if a police officer pulls me over, then I can readjust how I drive so that when in the next time I won't get the ticket. No, fuck you, dummy. You shouldn't get the ticket in the first place. Laws aren't, like, they're punishments. They're not there to, like, see, like, go, hey, fuck around and find out what happens. No. You put a posted speed limit to protect people on purpose for a reason because it's kids. It's always been that way. And these people that are complaining about it are, like, we're talking. Again, this goes back to what I was saying in the last podcast. This is people older that should know better. They're in their 60s, 70s. 50, 40, I'm 42, again, I gotta stop saying that, but 50 to 7, or 40 to like 75, 80, these are these people trying to make the excuse that, well, if a cop pulls me over, I have time to readjust, and I know I got a ticket, so, you know, it shouldn't be that I get a ticket in this, and then a month later, I actually get the ticket, and then a month after that, I get another ticket. Listen, stupid, okay? If you don't know not to go over 40 in a fucking school zone, you deserve every fucking ticket you get. I don't care if there's a cop there or not. You know that the speed trap cameras were going up. Why? Because the police put out a press release and the city saying, hey, we're testing out these remote speed trap situations and we're putting them in school zones. And every fucking 3 months, they tell you where they're going to be. Read the fucking paper, you dope. It's fucking bullshit. Some bullshit-ass excuse about, I didn't know I couldn't speed through the 40 school zone. I wanted to do 60. No, you fucking dummy. Slow the fuck down. Says a guy that has a definitely heavy foot. But I'm saying, like, stop using these fucking excuses, man. Excuses are bullshit. I hate that we as a society have accepted excuses as a way to communicate our dissatisfaction with idiocy. Like, not even idiocy. The idiocy comes from the fact that we're expressing our dissatisfaction with how the laws and everything are. Listen, the laws are in place to keep us in line to a certain extent. Yes, we should buck them sometimes. Not the 40 mile an hour or 40 kilometer an hour speed limit in a fucking school zone. Shut the fuck up. Do you know how dumb you sound when you're saying, I didn't have a police officer pull me over, so I didn't know. No, dummy. You took the driver's exam. You have a driver's license, right? You have half a fucking brain because you can operate a motor vehicle and it hasn't been taken away from you yet. You know to drive 40 in a 40 zone. You see the sign. It's fucking on the road, dude. Don't go in the paper trying to be all, this not right that they're sending me out. Fuck you. It's not right that you're driving 40 in a school zone where there's children. You're dropping off your child. I don't give a fuck if you're late. Slow the fuck down. It's not that hard. That's my rant. But it also leads into... Okay, hold on. Hope you're enjoying the sesh so far. Yeah. That kind of thing bothers the shit out of me. So, oh wait, hold on. Let me tell you. Okay, so I'm about to light a blunt because I need a little break from the whole, like... I need a little puff puff because I'm riled up as fuck fuck. Kingpin Sativa. It's an infused wrap by Nugs. It's 1 gram. It is 34.1%. I think it's early lemonberry. No, does it tell me? Doesn't see. Oh yeah, early lemonberry. Look at that. It's their early lemonberry. So it's, and then it's keef coated. It's really nice. See if you can see it. Hopefully you can see that. Look, I'll try and put the black hat in behind it. Can you see it? Hopefully you can see it. It's a nice little blunt. I'm going to try it out. See what happens. I'm going to take a puff because obviously I need to calm down. Oh, that's so tasty. Nugs is good at everything they do. They really are. It's so good. I don't know. Excuse me. Oh, that hits with the keef on the outside really does it, man. Hello. Yeah, so See, that puff really calmed me down. I needed to settle down. But the idiocy in reading that article about these, like, soccer moms that were complaining about getting tickets and now amassing, like, thousands or potentially over $1,000 in fines for driving too fast in a school zone. Again, you're driving in a school zone. Shut the fuck up. Don't be stupid. Slow the fuck down. Why are you racing? You're a soccer mom. You're not Mario Andretti or whoever the fuck is a prominent race car driver right now. Okay? Let's not be jackasses. We need to protect the children. You driving like a maniac to get your kid on time because you're pissed off and late and whatever. Maybe don't use the excuse that there wasn't a police officer there to pull you over to tell you that you were speeding. No, not cool, man. How about just don't fucking speed? But like I was saying, that is like the mentality of everybody now, is to find something to blame and blame that thing for the reason that you didn't do what you've basically been expected to do your whole fucking life. You know? We have this whole direction that we seem to be taking as a mass group where nobody wants to take real responsibility for the shit they do. I'm forced to take responsibility for the shit I do because I have 3 kids, I'm a single dad, I have nobody else around, so I have to show them the good, the bad, and the stupid. You know, so when I do stupid shit, I have to own up to that stupid shit. That's just how life goes. And in regular everyday, you should own up to stupid shit. So the fact that you got caught with 1,000 speeding tickets because you drove your kids every day way too fast to school in a school zone, shut up maybe and just pay the tickets and then stop fucking doing it. You shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. What you should have been doing in the first place is just driving according to the road, according to the laws, according to what makes it the safest, you know? Plus, you're around children. I can't express it enough. As much as I'm a jackass and I say stupid shit and I talk whatever I talk, there's just no excuse for putting any kid in danger for no reason, you know? Because there's never really a reason to put a kid in danger. So why would you do it? You, just because you're too involved in your own shit? It's okay, though. Because you as a person are not the only one that's involved in their own shit. Everybody's involved in their own shit. They're so involved in their own shit that even the government is involved in its own shit. It's not paying attention to anything. Do you think that the government right now has any kind of understanding of, like, the the temperature of the waters that they're trying to govern? You know? Like, I'm not a big political guy. I don't really like talking a lot of politics and stuff like that. But this is another article that shocked the shit out of me. Okay? And this goes along the lines of all this other stuff. Like driving slow in a, why would you do that? Or driving fast in a school zone. Why would you do that? Why would you put kids at risk? Okay? Why would you put our country in the position, especially the financial position that it's in right now, and try to sit there and tell us that everything is fucking okay? Everything is not okay, okay? What would be okay would be if at any point they decided to listen to the majority of the conversation instead of just hearing the fucking rhetoric that they want to hear or the rhetoric that they want to give. Like, did they listen? Have you ever had somebody at work where you're talking and you start thinking immediately, like not long after you meet them, you're like, oh, this motherfucker only listens to himself. Like you could see that when they say something to you, they think it's the greatest thing that they've ever said, spewed out. Then you're answering them and they're not paying attention. They're thinking of the next greatest thing that they're going to say, you know? That's kind of like what the government is doing right now. Because here, get this, okay? This is fucked up. Listen very closely to this because I found an article. Again, I was reading it. I have it on my phone. So when my phone's on, that's why I beeped earlier. I'm sorry for the beepage. But I have this article that I found, okay? This is from December 11th, 2023, and it's by Matt Lemers from mjbizdaily.com. I just wanted to share this because it's fucking amazing to me that this is the situation that the government is in, and they have a tool that they could use, at least in Ontario, to help ease some of the financial burdens that we have, but they're doing fucking nothing about it, okay? So in case people forget, when marijuana became legal and we started selling it in retail stores and making it available for use for recreation, part of the stipulation of doing this was that the OCS, the wholesale provider to Ontario, okay, would have to give back some of the profits that they made and a good chunk of the profits that they made to put back into the infrastructure and the public works of Canada. You know, I know it's not public works, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it had to go back to cities, governments, whatever, to put back into, you know, some of the city services and things like that. So get this. I'm going to read you some of this article after I tell you the basic points because it's fucking it's crazy to me. So first of all, it's called Why Was the Ontario Cannabis Store Sitting on a $500 million cash stockpile? Dude, do you understand what this means? This means that in 2023, as of December 11th, the publishing of this article, which is not actually that long ago, the Ontario Cannabis Store, the OCS, the store that provides all of the cannabis and marijuana to every retailer across Ontario, is sitting on $500 million in a bank account. It's gaining interest, okay? It's being added to. It's not stopping because everybody loves weed, all right? But one of the stipulations was that they had to use that stockpile to give back to the government to help out with city services, you know, governmental services and things like that to provide it, to make it easier for Canadians and to support Canadians financially. Like, not financially, but, you know, help take the financial burden off Canadians. These motherfuckers are sitting on $500 million fucking dollars, okay? Are you fucking kidding me? And right now we're paying double the amount for fucking milk and groceries and bullshit. You get the fuck out of here. That's like driving 60 in a 40. Fuck you, dude. You're hurting the children. So this is what I'm saying. The government itself is only listening to itself about itself. It's telling itself such great stories about how it's doing and what the state of the economy is. They're not paying any fucking attention. So much so that they have $500 million of accessible funds to put into infrastructure, to put into healthcare, to put into fucking public housing, to put into education. And it's just sitting there, gaining interest. What are you going to do with it? I don't know, man. I think I'll just make it, like, sit there and do nothing. Fuck you. Get some fucking money out and start paying the educators. Put some money back into the fucking healthcare system. That's the whole point of having it. It's so aggravating to know that our government is fighting over all this petty bullshit right now and trying to like, you know, puff out their chest for the next election and get it, whatever. And you have a $500 million pot of gold sitting there to do whatever the fuck you want with. You could definitely cut down on how much we're paying in groceries with $500 million. You could definitely put some boost into the education system and get more educators on board. You know, you could put way more money into the healthcare system. This is just in Ontario. Yeah, sure, it's the most successful wholesaler in Canada. But here's the thing. If Ontario's OCS is doing, cannabis store is doing that well, okay? That means that every other motherfucking cannabis store in every province providing cannabis to that province and all of its retailers, you're doing just fine. That means that the Canadian government as a whole, potentially, I don't know if it works this way in other provinces, but potentially has access to, let's say, almost, if not more than, close to $1 billion of money that they can take from at any given point and put it into, again, the economy, the infrastructure, healthcare, education. The smart things to do to pull our asses out of this fucking cesspool of a mud puddle you got us in. Apparently, I feel some kind of way about this. I didn't even know. All it took was a guy cutting me off on the fucking side of the road or through a school zone to give me all, hey, fuck everybody. I may have also been listening to some new music that is pretty aggressive. But I like my aggressive shit because I feel like a lot of the times aggressive is the only way that, not only, but is at this point the way that people listen. Because of the delivery of the way that they want to try and tell you whatever it is that they think, how aggressive it is, I feel like you have to match that aggression with this aggression, and that's the aggression. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe the government has $500 million sitting in a bank account. That's fucking nuts. And doing nothing. Like, I mean, it's making money, sure, but like, take... Oh, we don't have enough doctors in Ontario for patients. I'm still trying to fucking find one, okay? We don't have enough support for the teachers' unions and stuff like that. Like, I know there's a big debate. I've been on both sides of the debate at some point because I change my opinion sometimes. But I'm just saying, like, we could use that money instead of it sitting in a fucking bank account because it's just going to generate more. Oh, you could take that money and do so much good with it. But instead, you decide to drive 60 through a 40 and put kids at jeopardy. You're putting the whole system in fucking jeopardy as far as I'm concerned. It costs so much to live, it's stupid, man. It is so stupid. When I first rented an apartment when I was in university, the apartment cost me, I think it was like $740. $740 was the first apartment, one bedroom apartment that I ever rented. It was $740. You know how much that apartment is now? Like $1,600. Rent's going through the roof. The government is going after people for like their CERB use. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a good time. You know? And the fact that you have $500 million just sitting in a bank being like, hey, over here, I could help fix this. You want me to help fix? You don't. You just want me to, you want me to sit back here to, oh, all right, cool. Yeah, sure. All right, I'll just hang out and make babies, dude. Little money babies, yeah. Well, if you want, like, I can help. I'll just, all right, cool, man. Oh, yep. Nope, got it. I'll be over here. Like, that's what the government is doing to these funds. It's fucking stupid, man. All right, that really got under my skin. I can't believe it. Okay, so let me read the article just to give you, like, a better, because I did say this is not my thought. This is something that I came across, and I'm surprised that it's a thing. So I'm going to read you some of the highlights. Again, this is mjbizdaily.com. The article is called, Why Was the Ontario Cannabis Store Sitting on a $500 million Cash Stockpile, Canadian? By Matt Lemers. And okay, here we go. Ontario's government-owned marijuana wholesaler was sitting on more than $500 million Canadian dollars, $367 million in cash, earlier this year. But officials have declined to spell out why the Ontario Cannabis Store held on to that much money rather than remit some of it back to the provincial government earlier. According to recently disclosed Ontario Cannabis Store financial statements, the wholesaler had $536 million in cash as of March 31st, 2023. The end of its fiscal year, including millions of dollars in interest and revenue. Oh, wait, huh? What? All right, that's got to make sense. Let me try that again. So the OCS financial statements, the wholesaler had $536 million in cash as of March 31st, 2023. The end of its fiscal year, it included millions of dollars in interest revenue. So there's also interest revenue on that. That cash stockpile has fallen since then, after the OCS only recently began paying a dividend to the Ontario government. Both the Ministry of Finance and the OCS have declined to get into specifics about the cash holdings because, yeah, why? Why would you tell us where the fucking money's going? The first one they paid back was in September 2023. I hope that payment was fucking huge, dude. Because you gotta remember, the OCS opened in 2018, I think. It's the only place any retailer can get weed. It has to go through them. Excuse me, that was huge. So yeah, so they've been making this kind of money, or lots of money, for 5 years now, going on six. So, I gotta take a break for a second. That one hit me right in the back of the throat. Jesus. Like something popped, you know, and then I got just a full. It was too much. Too much, I say. All right. So, yeah, so marijuana was legalized in 2018, and the OCS popped up in, at the same time as legalization as the provider of all marijuana products. So they haven't paid anything since the inception of it in, what was it? Oh, crap, what was the date? I think it was like October 15th or something. I don't know. It was in 2018, and they've been making money since then, and now, September 2023, so just recently, they just paid a little bit of a dividend. Here's their profits by fiscal year since they opened. So, 2019 to 2020, $18.6 million. That's how much cash they had. 2020 to 2021, $70.2 million in cash. Okay? Or I guess $70.2 million. $184.4 million in 21-22. In 22-23, $234.2 million is what they made. That's just the their profits, okay? $500 million, government. Just like, yeah, sure, just hold that over there for us. For when, motherfucker? Like, now seems like a good time. Maybe help out some farmers. Maybe help out some, you know, lower-income housing situations. Maybe put some money into some education. Maybe help get a doctor or two. This seems so stupid, dude. The OCS cash stockpile rivals or exceeds the cash balances held by some of Canada's largest cannabis companies. For example, Cronos Group only has $413.7 million. They're $100 million less than what the OCS has. And those dudes are growing it to send it to the OCS. The OCS is buying it from them. Tilray, $165 million. Jeez, dude. Some of the biggest companies. But yeah, this is a great article about how the government is doing nothing with the funds that they're supposed to do something with based on the taxes and the money that they, you know, the cannabis industry is supposed to pay them. It's a great idea to put all that shit into, like, infrastructure, to put it back into the community. Like, what are we talking about here? It's weed. The whole concept and push behind weed is that everybody comes together, is, you know, we build some unity, we get along, we do the damn thing, you know? And the government can't even remember or jump, they're jumping on their own people to get back CERB payments. You got $500 million accessible to you at any fucking time. Use it, motherfucker. Like, why are we playing this stupid ass game? It's such a piss off. We see it. We see what's going on. We're not idiots. You're treating us like idiots. I'm sorry, but like, apparently this is how I feel about this. I didn't know. That's aggravating to know that the government has $500 million accessible to them and they're doing fucking nothing with it. At the same time, bitching and moaning about not being able to do certain things. You can do whatever you want. You just choose to do the dumb shit right now. How about smarten up and like fix some shit, motherfucker? That's all I'm saying. Because the whole point of marijuana and the culture of marijuana is to give back and be unified. You're dividing. And you could be using the one thing to unify everybody. Think about it. If you're a leader and you got everybody, you could just do the major things that you said you were going to do and utilize those things, you'd be way better ahead. Like, way farther ahead and way better off, is what I mean, than you are now. That's just my opinion. I mean, you can't do everything for everybody. I get that. But you have $500 million sitting in a fucking bank account generating millions of dollars in interest from an industry that everybody thought was a bad thing, but turns out to be a good thing, and you're wasting it. Like, come on. Take out your dividends, whatever they're called. Take whatever they're supposed to give to you take it and then fucking use it instead of bitching and moaning about everybody doing this or everybody doing that. Just shut the fuck up and start fixing the shit, man. I don't understand why everybody doesn't, like, I know when I say everybody, I mean everybody that's on the opposing side that just is like, I am great. You know what I mean? Like, the people that, I think I'm great too, but like, if my sole focus is to show everybody how great I am, then you lose a little something. You don't really have a good understanding of like yourself and where you come from, I don't think, because your focus is you, right? I think that's where our government is at right now. The focus is me. Everybody around me tells me I'm fucking great, so I'm fucking great. Fuck these other people. They're not here. They don't know. Like, nah, we kind of do. Because your actions show us what you're made of. What have you done for us lately? That's right, I'm taking it from Janet Jackson, baby. What have you done for us lately? Not a damn thing. And it's sad to see $500 million fucking dollars sitting in a bank account that is essentially yours to take and do with what you please. You can't even use some of that to start figuring out how to cut costs for Canadians. Maybe you guys need to smoke a little weed. Because I feel like if you sat down every night with like the right joint, you know, and you looked yourself in the mirror, you'd probably turn around and be like, you know what, man? I'm being a dick. It's time to switch it up. That's what the weed will do for you. And then, when you're in a position of power, it will help you get the things you need to get done, instead of just saying you're going to do shit and never fucking doing it. Or doing the fucking opposite. Like, that's really the thing. It's fucking annoying. All right. That's my rant for the week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you have a good week. I hope everything goes well for you. I hope this wasn't too, I don't know, stupid or overloaded, but I'm really high right now, and I really apparently needed to get that off my chest. It felt good. I feel much better right now. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Thoughts Off the Stem, on Anchor, Spotify, Google Pod. Oh, no, wait, I'm supposed to say, I hope you come back next week on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Podcast. Chaser, Pandora, Good Pods. Where else? My webpage, tots420.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe or follow or do whatever you do. Put me in your saved podcasts. I'm trying to do better, man. It's hard. I haven't had a lot of time, and I got inspired today to do one, so I did one. So hopefully it's good. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And yeah, hopefully you come back next week. With me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead. Till next time, keep your lids low, baby. Right on.